Our story begins at Manhattan Monthly, where Blake is working in his office when Matt walks in.
Happy December.
Matt, hello.
I see you still haven't hired a replacement secretary yet.
No, I'm working on it. I've gone through 2 temps already. Evelyn knew how to keep up with me. I need to find that again.
Minus the suicidal tendencies, I hope.
Well, what's going on, Matt? Why are you here?
Well, I expected to hear from you before now. We made love on Thanksgiving, and it was probably the best sex of my life. I want more, Blake. A lot more.
Matt, things are complicated. I can't just fall back into a relationship with you after all these years. I've been dating Marilyn now. I have to be respectful of that.
You were not thinking about respecting Marilyn when you threw me down on your bed now, were you?
No, and I feel bad about that. Not about what we did, but what it means for Marilyn.
You have to call things off with her, Blake. Please, tell me you're going to do that.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples. In the Westside Psych Ward Group Therapy Room, Adriana is talking with Evelyn and Mandy.
Evelyn, I found some interesting information on Thanksgiving Day about you.
That's funny, because there is nothing interesting about me.
Good Lord, girl. I'm sure we've all had hellish lives to be here. But get a grip.
You were Blake Whitney's secretary. I know his brother Charlie. He was actually in here at Westside with me for a while.
Yeah, so I worked for Blake, yet another person who hates me.
Did you say Blake Whitney? Oh my God, Evelyn. I believe you, and I talked once before you were even admitted into the hospital.
What are you talking about?
I'm the publicist for Everett Matthews. You called me trying to locate him for Blake Whitney.
You are his publicist? That man ruined my life.
Everett? How?
He's going by the name Matt Malone now. I caught him making out with Mr. Whitney in his office. The most disgusting sight I have ever seen. I'm still washing my eyes trying to get that scum out.
The two of them were old lovers in high school. They must have had a reunion of sorts.
Is this Matt Malone related to Raven Malone by chance?
Ew, don't even say that name to me. I'd rather be burned at the stake than hear about that whiny witch.
The two of you know Raven Malone?
Well, not directly, but apparently I tried to kill her.
You tried to kill Raven? Wait, I completely forgot about that. You tried to run over Raven with your car last year.
Technically, I was trying to run over Rex Walker and the bimbo he was with. It just happened that Raven was that bimbo.
Ladies, it seems like we have a common enemy here.
What do you mean?
Raven Malone.
So what has Princess Raven done to you, Mandy?
Not only what has she done, but what she's still doing. Raven has my baby, ladies. And if the three of us think hard enough, I think we can figure out a way to get her back.
At the Westside Psych Ward Nurses Station, Ellie approaches Nurse Graham.
Ellie, this is quite a surprise. Wanda, I thought it was time you and I talked again.
I'm glad. I wanted to give you some time to think about everything that you found out. It must be hard hearing the truth about your mother like that.
Wanda, my mother told me that your brother William raped her. She said it wasn't a lie.
Well, it is. William wouldn't rape anyone. He was a gentle soul. Even after all this time, Agnes is still trying to cover her tracks.
What reason would she have to lie about it at this point? My father is dead. Both my fathers. And she has nothing to gain.
I don't know what your mother is thinking, Ellie. But I did know my brother, and I'll be damned if I'll let her continue to spread these lies about him 37 years after she killed him.
William hung himself, Wanda. Can you really blame my mother for that?
You damn right I can. I know Agnes is your mother, Ellie. And you love her, but put yourself in my place. What if someone did this to your brother? William had no other way out. Even if it were true, does holding on to all the bitterness really help anyone in the long run? Nothing is going to bring William back. No, nothing will bring him back. But I've never felt that William was able to rest in peace as long as his death went unavenged.
Unavenged? Wanda, we're talking about my mother here.
A woman who's had a perfect life at my brother's expense. I know you don't want to hear this, Ellie, but I won't stop until she admits what she did to poor William. Admits it and takes responsibility for it.
At Rex's apartment, Agnes is talking on the phone with Rex while her speech therapist listens in.
Okay, Rex, see you later.
Mrs. Walker, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
When you were talking to your son just now, you sounded like you hadn't made any progress with your speech therapy.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Are you intentionally trying to make him think your condition hasn't improved?
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.